You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse and Onondaga County officials are trying to find the best way to get as thorough of a census count as possible. They announced the area's complete count committee on Wednesday. It will utilize community groups to try and encourage participation in neighborhoods or among demographic groups that are usually hard to count. Mayor Ben Walsh says it's not just poverty, ethnicity, or immigration concerns that can make people shy away.
One is the increasing reliance on the internet. It's great to have the internet as a resource to ensure that people have multiple ways to participate in the census. But when you have a city where 22% of our households don't have a computer in their house that has access to the internet, that becomes a barrier. When you have a city where 25% of your residents are moving at least one time a year and we're relying on mail, that becomes a significant barrier.
One way to bridge some of the gaps in the count is to cut down on suspicion. Robin Smith with the Central New York Community Foundation says that's where human service and community groups come in.
It's important that there's trusted messengers within Absolutely. Each of these communities. We want people that look like the people in their communities to be the ones sending the message. We know that there's particular populations that are technically undercounted, and that's young children, low income, urban, the elderly. So we want to make sure that we have people that look like those folks out in the communities.
An incomplete count costs the area in state and federal funds for a wide variety of social and community services. County Executive Ryan McMahon adds an undercount can also make it difficult in other areas, such as economic growth.
We believe, in the last census, that our population was not accurately counted. And that's important when you're branding your community. If you're a community that is losing population, it's harder to get people to stay in that community and raise their families here. It's harder to get people to move into the community. It's harder to get people to want to invest in the community from the private sector.
The Complete Count Committee meets through the end of the year. The actual census counting starts next February. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.